Welcome to the Blake Goodman PC Attorneys Podcast. We provide a knowledgeable guide on bankruptcy law in the state of Hawaii so you can stay informed and get the fresh financial start you need. With over 80 years of combined experience in bankruptcy law at Blake Goodman PC, we're ready to listen and help you get back on your feet. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by founding attorney Blake Goodman.
In this episode, we'll go over the specifics when it comes to bankruptcy for members of the military. At Blake Goodman PC Attorney, we are always looking to serve members of the military to protect them from the difficult and sometimes life-altering moment that is bankruptcy. While we want to serve every member of the Hawaii community equally, we are aware that members of the military are typically held to a different standard. This even includes their finances. Bankruptcy is a great challenge for anyone, but in the military, there are aspects of your career that could be put into jeopardy, such as your security clearances. This can lead to members of the military deciding to wait as long as they can before finally applying for bankruptcy. What you may not know is that by doing this, you're putting yourself in jeopardy. Debt is not something that you can just simply ignore, and it will get better. Due to interest rates, credit score, and other financial responsibilities, your debt lasting longer will only lead to a bigger fall. When you need to file for bankruptcy, there is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Waiting to file can be so much more damaging than just biting the bullet and filing. At worst, it doesn't hurt to come in for a free consultation to see if there are ways to recover from the debt you are in before taking the bankruptcy option. At Blake Goodman PC Attorney, when it is time to file for bankruptcy, there are steps that we typically follow. They are consultation, counseling, filing, and debt removal. As you can see, before we can even reach the filing process, there is counseling that needs to take place to see if bankruptcy is required first. If there is a way out of financial strife, then those of us at Blake Goodman PC Attorney can help you find it. Our bankruptcy law firm is ready to provide all the necessary information to military members in Honolulu. You did not choose the military life because it would be easy. You chose it because you felt compelled to serve your country, to serve something greater than yourself. You have worked hard to build up a career in the defense of our liberties. Now you find yourself buried under mountains of debt because of medical bills, the death of a family member, a divorce, or other problem, and you are worried about losing your security clearance due to your financial troubles. You fear that a bankruptcy will ruin the career you worked so hard to build. Don't worry, our experienced lawyers have you covered. First, let's review the specific rules regarding debt and the military. Article 134 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice explicitly states that failure to pay one's debts constitutes conduct to the prejudice of good order and discipline in the armed forces, and is of a nature to bring discredit upon the armed forces. Excessive debt is viewed as a sign of recklessness and untrustworthiness. Moreover, the military views excessive debt as a potential security hazard because of the pressure to accept money from outside sources to relieve one's personal financial troubles. Now, what are the consequences of excessive debt? It is far more damaging to simply let your debts pile up. Decisive actions like debt settlement or bankruptcy are clear-cut solutions to your troubles. Letting your debts fester is a far surer path to garnished pay, disciplinary action, and even dishonorable discharge. If any doubts remain, you need only to listen this passage from Section 525 of the United States Bankruptcy Code. A governmental unit may not deny, revoke, suspend, or refuse to renew a license, permit, charter, franchise, or other similar grant to, condition such a grant to, discriminate with respect to such a grant against, deny employment to, terminate the employment of, or discriminate with respect to employment against a person that is or has been a debtor under the bankruptcy code, solely because the debtor has been a debtor under the bankruptcy code. So, in a nutshell, the government, and by extension the military, can't do the following acts to someone just because they filed for bankruptcy. They can't deny them a job, block their promotion, fire them, or refuse to renew a license or permit. But what if you do need to file for bankruptcy? If it turns out that bankruptcy is necessary for you, we'll be there to support you every step of the way. Our goal is to preserve as much of your military standing as we can while also taking great care of your finances. The biggest challenge with bankruptcy is that many people aren't fully aware of its intricacies. Here's a quick rundown of the two most common types of bankruptcy and what each means for you. First, we have Chapter 7. Chapter 7 bankruptcy is the most common kind there is. Those who have to file for bankruptcy through Chapter 7 are usually in a situation where there is no possible way they can pay off their debts. This happens a lot for people that lose a source of income and can no longer support their lifestyle as a result of it. And then we have Chapter 13. Chapter 13 bankruptcy is not as common as Chapter 7, but still exists as an option. With Chapter 13 bankruptcy, you typically have an income where it is possible to pay off your debts, but you have too many to do it in a reasonable amount of time. When filing for Chapter 13, your debts will be removed after paying them off. Your debts will be rolled into a lump sum that you then are able to make monthly payments on over an allotted period of time. Once those debts have been paid, you will be free of debt. Remember, it's best not to let your debts pile up. So contact us to start your path to financial freedom today. At Blake Goodman PC Attorney, we know that debt can be frightening. Bankruptcy is never an easy choice. You can lose precious assets, and the bankruptcy can stay on your credit report for up to 10 years. We also know that it can be difficult to know what effect your debt will have on your family's future. However, there's no need to suffer the unknown. Having an experienced Hawaii bankruptcy lawyer can end the collection calls and put you on the path towards a new financial life. When you contact Blake Goodman PC Attorney, we tend to view your situation as if we were standing in your shoes. Because of our firm's size, we can provide more comprehensive, responsive, and attentive service than the competition. Your path to financial freedom starts here. Get in touch with the experienced bankruptcy attorneys at Blake Goodman PC Attorney today to explore your options. Founding attorney Blake Goodman has helped thousands of clients regain control of their finances. Our reviews reflect the outstanding level of service we provide to clients throughout Hawaii. To schedule a free consultation, call us at 808-556-7833 or visit us online at debtfreehawaii.com.
Thank you for listening to the Blake Goodman PC Attorneys Podcast. Going through bankruptcy can be a difficult and complex situation, but it doesn't have to be if you have us on your side. Your path to financial freedom starts here. Get in touch with the experienced bankruptcy lawyers at Blake Goodman PC Attorney today to explore your options.